that is going astray. At times he even forgets my name. My name is Maybell, he calls me Mame. The Mame is a friend that I've known for years. I don't think she calls me fear.
Happy Friday, everyone. I'm DJ Bloomerang.
I'm DJ. Turn on my
mic. Oh,
and I'm DJ Bridge.
It is my first time running the board in a semester and a half, and so I turned on mic 2 and mic 1, and Bridget is on mic 3. So sorry for the quick snafu, everyone. That song was Laura Branigan's Gloria because I was feeling in a bumpy mood. Mm-hmm. This morning I took a 2-hour chem exam, and when my alarm went off at 6:40 a.m., I was not in the mood to do school, so I bumped out to Gloria while I brushed my teeth and used the restroom, which is a nice, I think it's like a 5-minute song. So I like, you know, got myself in the mood.
Yeah. Also, just FYI, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
As I said, haven't run the board in a semester and a half.
Put that plug in there. Yes. Yeah, this is Random Access. And that's, so you finished your test.
It went exam well. Done. Hopefully it went well. It is my Chem 1 exam. So I take 3 exams and then a final. So the final's in 2 weeks, but we only have 1 week of school left. So we have 3 lectures left. So somehow the final is going to encapsulate everything we've learned plus the 3 lectures I haven't been tested on yet. And it begs the question, why have exam 3? You know?
Yes, although I feel like it's probably good because then you get the practice taking the exam for exam 3. And
that
then,
is true.
Yeah, although...
Also, the final is 3 hours. Most finals are only 2 hours at Tufts. Chem 1 final is 3 hours. Yeah. Mm. Yes. But the most exciting part is the minute I finish taking my final, I get to pack. And I love packing. So...
When are you leaving?
May 9th. Or May 10th.
Okay.
Whatever the last day of finals is, I'm out of here right after that.
Okay.
We're going to have the car idling, ready to go. Yeah. Unfortunately, Bridget will not be leaving Tufts campus. She gets to spend her whole summer at Tufts.
I will be going home. I will be leaving Tufts campus for 2 weeks, but then I will be back. Check out Random Access Summer Edition.
Yeah, stay tuned. It will not be at 10 a.m. on Fridays.
It will not, because I will have work then, but maybe
working
at night.
Out.
Yeah.
A night show.
Night show, or I don't want to do a very early morning one, but...
Ooh, no. Yeah. Or a weekend. I feel like weekend shows, maybe over the summer could be nice, but during the school semester, I'm not a big fan of the, like, wake up, because then during radio, like, when we have Friday 10 a.m. radio, sure, I have a 3-hour class this afternoon, but, like, it's nutrition, so it's kind of just, like, you know, a chill day, whereas if you have to do it on a Saturday morning, you just know you're about to go to the library for hours afterwards, at least I do.
Mm.
So it's, like, I'm not in a great mood, and radio's not fun when you're not in a good mood.
Yeah. No, I feel like over the summer, I don't know, I will try to have a weekday show, preferably at night, maybe early morning, just so that I could, like, go home and, like, visit my family on the weekend.
That is
or, like,
true.
Do something with my weekends, as opposed to just
radio.
Sitting around Tufts. Yeah.
Doing radio, yeah.
Yes.
Do you know anyone who's going to be here with you?
Yeah, my current roommate.
Oh, nice.
I mean, not with me. Like, well,
both of you will be on campus and can grab a coffee sometime. Or
yes,
something.
Yeah. Nice. I know a couple other people, so I'm not too concerned.
Good.
I'm actually excited. I think there'll be more people here than at home.
Oh, interesting. I don't know if I'm gonna have more people at home than I would here. I don't think I will.
I don't know about more people at home, but the like 4 close high school friends that I still have, mm-hmm. I don't think any of them are going home.
Got it. You know, I feel like I should make more of an effort to see my high school friends. When I go home for breaks, I'm just so tired that all I want to do is lie in my bed and watch TV.
Well, it's also hard because for spring break...
We were not home at the same time as everyone else, were we?
Yeah. We just had a different...
Classic Tufts.
Different break, but... I don't know. I saw them a couple times over the winter because that was...
What's your favorite home activity? Like, when you go home for break, like, what is the thing you look forward to the most?
Seeing my dog.
Aww.
Yeah, no. A lot of times I'll spend a lot of time just, like, laying on my couch with my dog on top of me.
That's so cute.
And so then it's just relaxing, but it's relaxing in a way that I can't at school.
That's true.
And then, I don't know. I like... When I'm home, I try to do some hobbies that I don't do at school.
Interesting. Like what?
Like, I'll paint.
Ooh. You know, my roommate does that, except she also paints at school, but I like that painting is a hobby for you. Like, that's such a cool hobby to have.
Yeah.
You know? Like, so... You're so artsy.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't... The fun thing about painting is you don't have to be good at it. You just have to...
I wouldn't like to do it if I wasn't good.
But you get better... by doing
I guess,
it.
Yeah. So well, it's just I mean, like, Bridget is a connoisseur of the painting. I have seen her paintings.
I don't know. I don't know about connoisseur, but I think I might try to take an art class in the fall.
Which one? Which one were you leaning towards?
I wanted to take contemporary portrait.
Okay.
But that filled up, as well as landscape painting.
I hear that maybe potentially Patrick is in landscape painting.
Yes. I'm very upset about it.
Explain why. Why contention?
Because engineers are able to pick classes before everybody else, which of course makes sense for their for their STEM engineering classes. Listen, like, okay, if you need to take Calc 3 at this, like, this specific year so you can continue on later, sure. Go ahead, take Calc 3. I don't ever plan on taking Calc 3 as a non, like, math major. Sure. But for the engineers' HASS credits, it's kind of annoying that freshmen... Well, actually, freshman engineers can't...
They do pick before us. Every single grade level of engineering.
No. Well, okay,
picks
but like
us.
actual people who haven't arrived. So current freshmen can pick before us. So they can take all the cool HASS classes,
Like landscape painting.
Like landscape painting, or there were like I wasn't in an English class last semester because the English class filled up. There were some engineers in the English class,
which is a problem because Bridget isn't an English major.
Yeah.
So she needs to take English.
Yeah.
Right. So all the engineers get to go in and be like, I would like all of these engineering classes that I want for their major. And then they take up your major classes.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. I don't know how to fix the problem. We say this with such contention, but we can't fix this problem. It's not like we can make the engineers pick last, because then we'd have the reverse problem.
No, I think they should still be able to pick first.
But only from the School of Engineering classes, I think.
Not even that. There are freshman computer science engineers can pick elective classes before, like, senior computer science majors.
No way. Oh, because they're in the liberal arts school. You're right.
Yeah, so...
Oh, wow.
So, I know I have a friend who's a computer science major, Josh, and so he...
Oh, a friend?
Yeah, so he can't, There are some electives where for the computer science, there's a computer science major in the School of Arts and Sciences and the School of Engineering. Yep. So they have the exact same computer science requirements. They're like other engineering requirements for the School of Engineering. But in terms of what you have to take through CompSci, it's the same classes.
Yep.
And you you can take whatever electives you want.
Yeah.
So like freshman computer science engineers can pick, like, can take electives, even though,
those
like,
freshmen.
They don't. Yeah, you know?
I know.
Even though they don't, like, the electives could be whatever. They don't need to take that specific elective, but obviously they'll take the elective if it's a cool class.
Right. Right.
And then, yeah.
I had lunch with a freshman the other day before. Well, I'm not picking classes because I'm going abroad in the fall. Mm-hmm. And so I just sat by and watched as everyone else got kicked out of classes. And I don't know. Every semester I feel like it's worse than the semester before where I hear that every single class was closed. And I think that's ridiculous. That's so crazy that there aren't enough spaces for people to take classes that they want.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's just for certain classes. Like, a lot of the classes that I've needed to take at Tufts, even if I don't get into them, like, right at registration, I get into them before.
Because the teachers, like, are pushovers, and you can just email and be like, hey, I really want to take your class, and then they let you in.
Yes. So I haven't been, like, completely locked out of classes I need to take.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like some of the funner classes, more fun classes.
Yeah, the funner,
like,
ones.
The funner.
Yeah.
The more fun classes, like yoga.
Yes. I was a little dubious of taking yoga as a credit.
Why?
I don't know. I was like, there are so many classes here that I want to take and I can do yoga by myself.
But I won't.
Oh, you won't. Okay.
I wouldn't do it by myself.
I pulled out my yoga mat about four times this semester and did a little yoga.
Yeah, no,
nice.
It's the kind of thing, like, with painting, like, I could paint by myself.
That's true.
And I do at home, but I wouldn't at school. And so if I'm in a class, then I would do it.
Okay.
And if I'm taking, like, a harder course load and other things, mm-hmm. then you want to have a easier, like, you want to have a balanced schedule.
Mm-hmm. So. Now, to TBT back to an earlier part of our conversation, you mentioned your dog, which made me think of my cousin's dog.
Okay.
Which my cousin, or that part of my family, my uncle and his family, have decided they hate their dog.
What?
His name is Boomer.
What?
He is the most irritating dog. He does not run. He hops. He bounces. He is so irritating. What is he? He's a Rottweiler tail. terrier, I think.
Okay.
Some weird little dog named Boomer. And they took a picture of Boomer, cut out his face, and put it on a popsicle stick. And every time they go somewhere new, you know, some people take photos with like a gnome in a new place.
Yeah.
They take a picture with Boomer on a stick. And recently, I believe Boomer on a stick had a rerun in a new location, like on the Amtrak train or something, because my cousin loves the Amtrak train. He is 19.
Okay.
He is a certified account, followed by Amtrak. Amtrak, like the Amtrak Instagram account follows his train fan account. And it's like, oh, so happy you enjoyed your latest trip on the Northwest Regional. It's like, okay, he loves them. I think his dream job is like head of transportation for the United States of America. Anyway, yes, Boomer the Terrier made a Boomer on the popsicle stick appearance on an Amtrak train recently. And I think every single group or like every single part of my extended family has a dog of some kind. And Boomer is like the sore thumb of all. Like, and no one likes Boomer. But then aww, also deep down, like everyone kind of loves Boomer, you know?
Yeah.
I think only my aunt truly loves Boomer and will say she loves Boomer. It's kind of like on Parks and Rec. No one loves, what's his name, Jerry, Gary. Everyone loves hating on Jerry, you know? And then in the end, they all kind of love him.
Yeah.
We all love hating on Boomer. Stupid dog.
Aw, poor Boomer.
Yeah, poor Boomer, but not really. Anyway, we hate Boomer.
No. Anyway,
all right, should we play some more music?
Sure.
Okay. Here's another little TBT, but another good banger for me, at least.
Why do you build me up? They took away the prophet's dream for a prophet on the street. Now she's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. All his life he's been told he'll be nothing when he's old. All the kicks and all the blows he won't ever let it show. 'Cause he's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. When you've been fighting for gets out for gone.
That was Tiny Dancer by Elton John. And before that, we had Superheroes by The Script and Build Me Up Buttercup by The Foundations. Build Me Up Buttercup actually was a pump-up song for our intramural basketball team, in addition to Come On Eileen. Two non-traditional choices for pump-me-up songs, but they did lead us to a completely defeated season, so some would say they should no longer be used as pump-up songs. Since Bridget is in the bathroom, and I'm not going to talk to myself on air for an extended period of time, we're going to continue on to our next song, which is a little more contemporary, and it's Human by Rag & Bone Man.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, what do you see? Do you see it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry, for making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human, I do what I can. I'm just a man, I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
Saw the sun begin to dim. I felt that winter wind blow cold.
We are testing the phones. Can you hear me?
A man learns who's there for him, and the glitter fades and the walls won't hold. 'Cause from then rubble, what remains can only be what's true. If all was lost, it's more I gained, 'cause it led me back to you. And from now on, these eyes will not be blinded by the light. From now on, what's waited till tomorrow starts tonight. Tonight. And let this promise in me start like an anthem in my heart from now on. From now on. Champagne with kings and queens, the politicians praise my name. But those are someone else's dreams, the pitfalls of the man I became. For years and years, I chased their cheers at the crazy speed of always needing more. But when I stop and see you here, I remember who all this was for. From now on, these eyes will not be blinded by the lights. And from now on, what's waiting till tomorrow starts tonight. It starts tonight. And let this promise in me start.
That was From Now On by the Zac Brown Band. That was covering the Greatest Showman soundtrack. However, I like that version better. And then before that, we had Human by Rag & Bone Man. To any of our listeners, we are sorry about the testing of the phone calls in the middle of that segment. We're just having some phone difficulties that we're going to figure out soon. But to give you some more excitement on our show, we are now going to play you a lovely PSA. This is actually the first PSA that I knew about before we even did radio, because one of our CompSci TAs always would talk about how this was the PSA that he always chose to play or read out loud. So here is a PSA for you about ladder safety.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
Well, you have it, folks. That is a ladder safety PSA for you. So before you get up on a high ladder, make sure that you just call someone instead. Now, we also have another PSA for you. This is about WMFO's live day. Here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, Star Wars Day, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians. Between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is 9. Please tune in to WMFO 91.5 FM for Live Music Day. Bridget, I personally will not be able to listen to live day because I'll be leading a stomp workshop about electricity. But how about you? Which artist are you the most excited for live day?
I'm going to have to say 62 Ghosts.
That is a really nifty band name.
Yeah.
Yes. We have a friend who has a running list on his phone of cool band names, but it's really just things that people say that he kind of just picks a part into pieces and goes, this is a good band name, and then puts it in the list.
Yes.
I think he's become a little bit more selective, but I'm a fan of that idea as a concept, to have a running band list. Yeah. Since you guys are not here and can't see what we're seeing, we just had the largest amount of people I have ever seen on Tufts campus at one time pass by our window. Because we are having Tufts Jumbo Days, so if you are in the area and are looking for a good time, come on up to Tufts campus, because from, I believe, 12 to 2 or 2 to 4, we'll be having an activities fair with, I believe, there's going to be lots of food, maybe a blow-up castle. Yesterday, all happened.
I'm pretty sure Jumbo Days is just for accepted students,
Come over to Tufts campus.
Yes, if you would like to come and welcome the accepted students, feel free to...
Oh, congratulate them?
Yes.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, feel free to come and say hi. Although, I'm pretty sure the club fair and stuff going on is just for accepted students. However, there is an Earth Fest.
Oh, right. That's what's on campus.
Run by Tufts Eco Reps.
Happy Earth Day, everyone.
Yes, there will be a clothing exchange.
Ooh.
And... I think live music.
The opportunity to win a Nalgene water bottle.
Yes. I saw them setting it up earlier. It looks very cool.
They were setting it up at 6:30 a.m. today. That's how and how big this is going to be.
Yeah. It's right on the academic quad. And it was actually, I was talking with our good friend, Eco Rep Dylan, earlier.
Eco Rep Dylan.
And he said, other than it's a very nice day, it's a bit windy, so you gotta come...
And humid.
That's nice. It just makes it warm. It's not too humid, I feel like.
Patrick Song and I are big, big, big not humid fans. We do not like the humidity. I think that every day it's humid, he and I have a conversation about how much we hate the humidity. And it's the same conversation every time. It's, ugh, Patrick, do you feel that humidity? And then the Yiddish term... as a reference to today is the first day of Passover. The Yiddish term is kvitch. We kvitch about the humidity together.
Mm-hmm. So it is a little humid. I don't know. It's warm, though, which is good.
Yeah.
The one thing is it is very windy,
yeah.
So I know when they were setting up the clothing exchange, the hangers were blowing around, clothing was going everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
So
not very earth-friendly.
You have to come. Exactly. But you have to come. Right at 11, it goes from 11 till 2, but if you come right at 11, you can get the coolest clothes, and then you make sure they don't blow away.
Is it an exchange? Like, do I have to bring a piece of an article of clothing to get one back, or do I just go shop?
I think you can just go shop. I know they accepted donations.
I remember that.
For the clothing, so to help reuse, keep textiles out of our landfills.
Nice.
I think you can just go and buy, but I have not been yet. I mean, it starts in 15 minutes.
Yeah. So that is why we have not been yet.
Yes, but very excited. We'll head over there after.
Nice. As a in tangent to all of the people walking by, I have a funny anecdote from my week. One of my dad's friends from work came to visit Tufts campus with his son, who was touring, and the whole family came. Not abnormal. And I had said that I would take them around, just kind of show them some of the things that aren't on the actual tour, like show them my room and the dining halls. Two of the most important things for her baby going off to college.
Oh.
Anyway, so showing them around, and we were about to get to the end of my tour to drop them off at Dowling so they could have the admissions session, info session, and the real tour. And as we're kind of lollygagging our way over there, we encountered 3 other families who were there for the tour, because this is April break for a lot of public schools in the area. And two of them kind of just eyed me and were like, oh, like maybe that's a tour group. Maybe we should go over. One very confident mother came over to me and asked if I was giving a tour. And I explained that it was just a friend of the family and I was just kind of showing them around. And she proceeded to say, oh, that's fine. We'll just listen. And so this other family just followed us around for a little bit, listening to me talk about my favorite places on campus and some of the things that they won't tell you on the tour. And it was very bizarre. And the father of the man, like of the family that I was showing around, was not happy by this turn of events.
I know.
And you can only imagine how embarrassed the child of that mother is.
Like,
I was telling this to my dad. If my mom did that with my brother when they were going on the tours right now, because my brother's a junior in high school, I think he would walk home rather than being in a car with her after that. He'd be so mad. My brother would be so mad. Yeah. I felt bad for the kid.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. I mean, new perspective, not a like actual tour guide, but.
Yeah, but still, clearly it was just me and this family. And she was like, oh, that's fine. We won't talk. We'll just listen. It's like, okay.
Well, better just listening than like asking you a bunch of questions.
And taking time away from this other family.
Yeah.
That's true. When I was going through the admissions, the tour process, we made a game out of it sometimes. Mm. Where if it was a school that we really didn't like or we were just bored, we would not outwardly ask the tour guide, but come up with what was the most asinine question we could come up with to ask a tour guide.
Okay.
And I think currently my mom holds the prize of best question of when we go into one of the rooms, they sometimes have showrooms at the colleges. Her question was, is a changing table and crib part of the standard furniture? Or is that something you have to buy separate? Implying that I would be coming with a child? Because the purpose is, like, what is the question that you can come up with to make the tour guide the most uncomfortable? Like, if you were a tour guide and someone asked you if a crib was standard furniture, if you'd have to get that separately, like, I don't even know how you'd respond to that.
I think it depends on the school.
Okay, interesting.
I actually don't know of any, like married housing at Tufts or like anything like that.
Yeah, I don't think there is.
There is at other schools.
Really?
Yeah.
Have any of your friends gone to school with a child or a spouse?
No.
No. None of mine have either. I don't. Not a friend, but like I don't know anyone who's ever done that.
Yeah, but I think it depends on the school.
True.
I think some schools would have that.
Good point.
At Tufts, I don't think the tour guides would be prepared
that question. No way. As someone who went through the tour guide preparing process, because I wanted to be one, they do not prepare you for that. I've seen the questions and the things they'll prepare you for. And it's questions like, how's the food here? If you came in and insinuated that you had a child, I don't think any of the tour guides here would be prepared for that.
Yeah.
I think it'd be hilarious, though, to be on that tour. I once had a girl on a tour actually ask the tour guide, do we have to come for spring term? And the tour guide was like, yes. This was at Vanderbilt. The girl was like, oh, so we don't have to come in the spring? Implying she was only going to come for the fall for 4 years, was just going to do fall semester. And we were all like, no. And her twin was taking the tour with us. And the twin was like, you idiot. Of course you have to come for spring term. Like, you're a student.
Yeah.
It was
very
strange.
I'm trying to think. I can't really think of any ridiculous questions that were on my tours, but those were also a while ago, so
yeah, it was a solid 3 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. My parents like, I would go on tours with my parents though, and they did try to be like as quiet as possible though, because they knew if they kept asking a lot of I don't know, I feel like it's better when the kid is asking the questions than when the parent is asking the questions.
I agree.
So my parents were usually just quiet, because it's like they kind of figure if I have questions I can ask them, otherwise like
why
not gonna worry.
Exactly.
The other thing is, like, especially, I don't know, I didn't think it was a huge, I don't think on my Tufts tour, like, I saw a room. I know some colleges have, like, showrooms with dorms.
Yeah, they don't do that at Tufts.
They don't do that at Tufts.
They don't have enough rooms to sacrifice one as a tour room.
True. No, but the thing is, I kind of went into a lot of the tours with, like, there are, what, like, 5,000 people, like, 5,000 undergraduates that are here. Obviously, like, the rooms
must be fine. Yeah, they must be fine. Yeah.
They're, it's,
it's the kind of thing where I don't think seeing one necessarily helped, because I also feel like the schools that did show a room, it'd be like one of the nicest rooms.
Of course.
And then when a parent would be like, oh, like, are all the rooms like this? The tour guide would be like, well, this is a single, so this is for like juniors. The freshman doubles are like...
For forced triples.
The freshman forced triples are in a different building. But this is like typical for upperclassmen housing. Goodness. And it's the kind of thing where it's like...
Well, don't show them incoming freshmen about that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. You're going to live somewhere.
Exactly. I appreciated seeing a room before I got here. I don't think it made... Like, I had already been accepted by the time I saw a room. But it was just, like, a nice way to visualize my life in the next year.
I don't think I saw a room... Oh, I guess actually at Jumbo Days. That
did
was
you spend
I saw
the night?
I did not. They didn't let me.
Were you an ED student?
Yeah.
Yeah. As EDs, they know you're coming. They don't need to put on the show for you.
Yeah. Still, it would have been nice.
I know. It would have been nice. Aw, honestly. Anyway, all right. Should we jump back into some more music?
Sounds good.
Okie doke. I don't know. I'm kind of feeling this other song that I put in the playlist. You know, I'm going to put... This is the opening song that I used in my half marathon playlist. So it's called Geronimo.
Can you feel it? Now it's coming back. We can steal it. If we bridge this gap, I can see you through the curtains of the waterfall. When I lost it, yeah, you held my hand, but I tossed it. Didn't understand you were waiting as I dove into the waterfall. So say Geronimo.
Well, I am just a poor boy, though my story's seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway stations, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Well, lie, 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 lie. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come on from the whores on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome, I took some comfort there. Then I'm laying out my winter clothes and wishing I was home, going where the New York City winters aren't bleeding me, going home. La 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 la. Stands a boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminder of every glove that laid him down and cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains.
That was The Boxer by Jerry Douglas and Mumford & Sons. I believe Mumford & Sons has a new album coming out shortly. I'm quite excited to hear it.
Is it shortly or is it already out?
Oh, it may have just come out last month.
Yes.
Yes, you're right, you're right. I remember that we played one of the songs, they pre-released one of the songs, and we played it on a radio show. Must have been very early in the semester, though. It is out. I would highly recommend going and listening to it. I enjoyed it. Anyway, this has been Random Access with DJ Bloomering and DJ Bridge. You've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for sticking with us this whole hour through our phone kerfuffle. And hopefully next week, I believe next week's our last radio. Yeah.
Friday? What's the Friday 26th? After?
Friday after that is finals. May 3rd.
Yeah, but I'll still go.
You'll still come? Okay, I might have a final during that period. So anyway, we will see you next week for potentially our last radio.
For our last radio
maybe
together.
Our penultimate. Yes, we will see. Okay, so to leave you off, we have one final song to go back to the 1980s rock theme. We Built This City.
We built this city. We built this